The coronavirus pandemic has had a big impact on the Black community and on those who provide funeral services. Second-generation mortician Sean Troy in South Carolina lost his father to the virus.
You know, I just never envisioned myself looking at my father's nameplate, tombstone, or anything.
William Penn Troy Sr. died in August of last year.
Never thought it would be this soon.
Harry Close with the National Funeral Directors and Morticians Association says the funeral director is the most prominent individual in the African American community.
No disrespect to my colleagues across the country. We're more intimate, because of our culture base.
Sean Troy says he still gets inspiration from his father.
Sean, you can do this. I got you. I trained you for this all your life. You've been ready to do this. Now's your time.
Since the start of the pandemic, about 130 Black morticians have died from the coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue.